I went to a small high school, and almost everyone had to play football or they wouldn't have a team. So it was kind of the culture of this place that it took more courage not to play than to play. And it took more courage than I had not to play. So I had to. I was also rather large and chubby for my age. And the team you were on, A, B, C, A being with the big people, was determined by your size, amongst other things. So in 10th grade, I had to be on the A team, even though I was large and clumsy. And in 12th grade were my brother and his best friends who were on that team. For years, they had been abusing me and my friends. We used to have black and blue marks on our shoulders from what they called corking. I don't know if anyone experienced that. They go like that, hit you in the shoulder. And a lot of that had died out, but they were looking forward very much to having this clumsy 10th grader to pick back up on the abuse. So the first day of practice came, I think in those days it was September 1st, and it was about 95 degrees in St. Louis, Missouri, and it was about 98% humidity. And we get out there at 9 o'clock, and we do a bunch of drills, and we warm up, and then you practice blocking one-on-one and two-on-one, and you run down under punts. And I was sick. I was crawling over to the side of the field, sick, just couldn't do this. And I was sweating profusely. I was losing all this water. They wouldn't let us drink water. Finally, the coach kind of called a break, and he called everyone together. And he said that we're going to learn how the offense works. And he called out the names of the 11 people who were going to start on that offense. And that included my brother, who was going to be a halfback. It included one of his best friends, Tad Foote, who was going to be an end. And another one of his best friends, Charlie Dempsey, who was going to be a tackle. And then he took the last team, the fourth string, and he lined us up against these guys who were going to be a good team. They were going to be one of the best teams in the city, if not the state, that year. And there I was, opposite these two guys who had abused me for years. This guy, Charlie Dempsey, had come to St. Louis in ninth grade when he was about 8 inches taller than anyone else in his class. He carried a book bag because he came from Boston. He once was pounding my brother's head on the pavement. He was an animal. And it's hard to believe that then, if you go online and look up Charlie Dempsey, you'll find a guy who has been a distinguished scholar of art history and has written 50 articles, some such. So I'm lined up opposite Charlie Dempsey. And on his right is this guy, Tad Foote. He wasn't quite as bad, but he used to get his licks in on us. Hard to believe that this Tad Foote, I see him every once in a while, he always apologizes to me, that this Tad Foote became the president or the chancellor, whatever they call it, of the University of Miami. And he just prays that I don't tell the story down there. In any event, the coach taught these first stringers three plays, and that's all we were going to learn on the first day. On two of those plays, Charlie Dempsey blocked me, and on the third play, Charlie Dempsey and Tad Foote both blocked me. And on each of those plays, my brother came running over my prostrate body. So every play, Dempsey would lower me to the ground, and he'd go walking off laughing, and my brother would come running over me. And I forgot. And then on the final play of the day, the coach called Dempsey and Foote over, and he whispered something to them, and they came up to the line, and he said, "You ready to make the tackle?" By the way, my nickname, they called me Piggy. "You ready to make the tackle, Piggy?" And when the play started, they ran around me, and there I was standing, and there came my brother. And sure enough, I couldn't avoid tackling him. The coach thought so much of our team, it was really a matter of chutzpah. He decided he lined up a preseason practice game against what would be the best team in the state. And in this game, there was a guy who became an All-American halfback at the University of Missouri. He came running through the line. My brother was a linebacker, and he got down and tackled this guy. His name was Hank Coleman. Still remember his name. And they had to carry my brother off the field. He wanted to go back in, but the coach was smart enough not to let him go back in. He eventually went to the hospital and found out he had a broken neck and didn't play football ever again. He had a full recovery, but for the next 6 weeks, I'll pass the picture around, my brother in his body cast. He couldn't take a shower. He'd kneel in the bathtub. He'd take a back scratcher and scratch himself like that. I wished it had happened to me. I would have given anything if this happened to me and not my brother. He'd still be playing and I wouldn't have to play. Truly. But the next week in practice, this guy, Tad Foote, went running down to make a block, and he was making a block on probably the worst player on the team, and he decided to go easy on him, and the player backed off, and Tad didn't hit him very hard, and he fell. He dislocated his shoulder. He didn't play again that year. And in the same week, the scat back, a guy named Dave Mars, who was a junior Olympic skater, broke his ankle. And another guy, Cam Fordyce, who became a banker, a distinguished banker, and he didn't pick on us that much. He got a concussion, and he was out forever. And the four of them made quite a team, which I'll pass around. In any event, about halfway through the season, with these guys hurt, we weren't doing very well, and the coach kind of gave up on the season, and he took this guy Dempsey, and he put him in place of the halfback, the scat back, and he took me and put me in Dempsey's position. At least he didn't practice. But he didn't let me play in a game till the last game of the year. Well, finally, in the last game of the year, I'd made first string on this diminished team. And at some point, we had to punt, kick to the other team. And I went running down under that punt, and this guy grabs the punt, and he comes running back, and I was able to tackle him. And I went running off the field, and some people were cheering. I get over to the sideline. There were those four guys sitting together, all together, saying, "Hey, way to go, Piggy." That was my rite of passage. And I would only add that many times in my life, when I was doing something or facing something difficult, I would look back on September 1, I guess 1954, and remember that day as being harder than whatever it was, this hard thing I was having to do now.